Have gone through living hell and had so many amazing adventures and done so many beautiful things and so many ugly things. We are amazing. And we're part of this gorgeous, just perfect universe. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. Look at the trees. Look at the breeze. I was out hiking this morning. And there's a beautiful moon, a clear blue sky, while the sun's rising, both the moon and the sun. And then this beautiful little pygmy owl flew and landed and just sat there on a wire. I got a photo of it. Just sat there about 30 feet from me. Just looked at me. Got video of it. Just sat there and looked at me. And I sat there about 5 minutes, just stood there. He's about 20 feet away. I just looked at him. Here, I'll show you a picture. I mean, it's just amazing. And then, we're crap. We don't have free will. We're ugly. We're nobody. We're nothing. Right. Look at this photo. This little guy. I mean, this is the universe we're in here, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm not giving up on humanity ever. Plus, it's impossible to. God's in control, not these men getting demonic manipulation from these damn gremlin things. That it's free will in the universe, so God lets these things run around, okay? And they know how to manipulate us, but that's it. We've got all the power. They've got the tiger by the tail. And we were going to build all this stuff anyways. It's just the way it's being deployed is bad. And so we have to breathe our will into them, the will God gave us. Here's a couple clips from the World Economic Forum with them talking about all the horrible tyranny they have in store for all of us. I'm going to come back into the other big subjects. Stay with us and share the live feeds.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations.
You do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict. And afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Our primary mission is, in fact, to set a global standard for the world for behavior.
What we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina, and so on, so that we penetrate the cabinets.
You want the function, you want the service, right? Why do you want to own a cell phone if you can just lease it? And if you lease, why shouldn't you lease your refrigerator or your washing machine or your dishwasher? Or why do you want to own it?
I propose putting an end to anonymity on social media.
But if 1 billion people stop eating meat, I tell you it has a big impact.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains? I can, and we measure your brain waves.
There's some really interesting research that we can plant false memories in the brain. People believing that they've been at Disney World with characters who are not Disney characters, taking photographs with those characters.
And substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
What do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Most people will be willing to give up their privacy in exchange for much better healthcare based on 24 hours monitoring of what's happening inside their bodies.
Humans are now hackable animals. This soul or spirit, and they have free will, and nobody knows what's happening inside me. That's over. The real aim of science as a project, as an establishment, is not truth, it's power.
The idea of the social credit is to monetize everything, to give value to every single thing you do in life. It's a function of surveillance. It has positive potential in some regard.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. with the CMOS, because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
It's Monday, December 8th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very thankful that you've chosen to spend time with us here today. We are really having a battle here over the very future and destiny of our species. And I dedicate myself to basically unrelenting research and interfacing with the greatest minds on the planet to try to get the best gauge on actually who we are, why we're here, the different factions and the different potential future scenarios that we're following paths to. This is a very serious broadcast, and 99% of the time I'm very serious. I like to have fun like anybody else. But at the end of the day, more than just being serious, we need to really have a debate and discussion about what we should prioritize our focuses to be. And later in the broadcast, I'm going to get some into this with Lionel, who is a former prosecutor, really popular talk show host, very smart. But he did a very impressive breakdown last week that General Flynn reposted on the slow-rolling, ongoing globalist coup and the fact that they have these internal wars they're trying to get patriots in as a distraction. It was excellent. And the best quality I could find wasn't HD. And I've played it here several times. It's gone viral everywhere. I want to get him back on to try to repeat what he said. And then I want him to be able to add to it. And I've got some examples of what he's talking about here that I want to get to. And it's a little prelude to the next hour. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this particular point with him, but Charlie Kirk. The official story doesn't add up. We all know that. It takes hours to go over it all. But so much of what people said actually happened has been disproven as well. And so I've been spending some time on it, researching it, but it gives me a headache because you really can't ever get an answer. And then it becomes this issue that's really damaged Trump, damaged our agenda, and damaged MAGA. And you can track it, and Mark Mitchell's done this at Rasmussen, is when the real cracks in Trump's approval rating and his power to win the midterms started faltering. And there are definitely bad forces that are putting out disinformation against TPUSA. Now, I want to be 100% clear. This is very nuanced. I'm not saying a lot of people making criticisms of TPUSA aren't bringing up legitimate issues. I'm not saying the things Candace Owens has said is all wrong. I think most of it's right. And, you know, she'll say she doesn't know all the answers. She's just been questioning as she gets more information. But I do see these videos. I didn't really respond to. I've had some calls about it. where it's just a blurred face, distorted voice, and it's saying all these horrible things that have been, that aren't true and been disproven. And I'm seeing more of these, and I'm seeing people who have good accounts that I've liked in the past reposting it as if it's true. And then I'm seeing people come out and say who their name is, they claim, but you can't find their name or find out that this is really who they are, saying terrible things about TPUSA. And when I raise TPUSA, this is just an example of we have all this real, confirmed globalism going on. Hardcore stuff happening that I'll get to in a moment with the EU. And I'm telling you, the populist movement in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, because Charlie Kirk thinks hot in Europe, Australia, you name it, people are spending more time, he was killed in September 10th, on Charlie Kirk than they're spending on ending the Ukraine war, or that they're spending on backing up, controlling the border, or Doge fraud being found, Doge finding fraud, or winning the midterms, or anything else. And I understand it's a type of soap opera people like, and I'm not saying don't go there. I'm just saying we have to have some type of discussion about the larger issue of things like this, because I go out in public every day, and I have people come up to me every day, and they ask me about Charlie Kirk, or they ask me about Epstein. They don't ask me about the WEF saying they, with Bill Gates, that they've got ticks that bite you and give you a special form of Lyme disease so you can't ever eat beef again. Or Bill Gates releasing billions of mosquitoes in Brazil and in Florida. No. They don't come up and say, oh man, I'm worried about the next pandemic. And they don't come up and say, oh, great job, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and, Trump banning all these poison shots in kids like hepatitis. It's literally Charlie Kirk, Epstein, Israel. And listen, I cover it all. When Israel does something bad, I'm all over them. I'm simply saying that it's paralyzing. And if I just wanted ratings, it'd be so easy to formulaically just keep every angle of the Kirk thing endlessly and every angle of Israel endlessly and every angle of Epstein. But see, when I come out and tell the truth about Epstein and actually give you all the answers, people don't like that because it ends the soap opera. It ends the whodunit Clue movie. 6 months ago, Trump told the federal judges all over to release all the Epstein information. The Democrat judges blocked it. So Trump went to another jurisdiction, had him release it. Did anybody even know that? No. Does it matter in the new Epstein stuff that's been released that it's all Democrats being implicated? Nope. And it's because Trump was wrong to go along with the FBI and the CIA's request for MI6, the British Royal Family, and Mossad to shut down investigations. But Trump did it because he already had explained they've already scooped out all the info. The Democrats have already disappeared it all. It's just a dead end. It's a political football like Russiagate. Trump is right about that, but he didn't articulate it correctly. So I have all this incredible stuff going on. The ongoing globalist coup against the country. You think things are bad under Trump? They win the midterms. They impeach him. They derail this. You're going to look back on all this and wish you listened to me. Because he's trying to give us a real recovery and a pro-human future. But we got to give ourselves that. So that's one of the things I'm going to hit with Lionel. I mean, I see these videos like this guy. I mean, just my spidey sense of my skin crawls just listening to him and looking at him. And, of course, he makes all these claims. Where's the photos? Where's you with Kirk? Where's the thing you worked there? Where's any of it? All these big accusations. Now, at least this guy didn't blur his face out like the others. And again, it's not about covering up for Israel. Israel came out and threatened other people and done all sorts of stuff. And so I said, okay, maybe Israel did kill him. I mean, certainly they could be suspect. I just didn't want to say the first day Israel did it. But everybody just coming out saying, oh, yeah, Mossad runs TPUSA with no evidence of it. And the story's so ridiculous. It's just like, no, these are people just wanting to launch a career for themselves, in my opinion. And I got all this important news that is real, that is happening, that is existential, that is currently going down. I mean, we got the big bad wolf of the EU that is as tyrannical and authoritarian and totalitarian as it gets. Literally coming in here saying they're going to control everything we do in America. You notice when you know, any website it says click to accept cookies or not, that's an EU law. And it can always sound good, but it's all about their authority in America. And under EU rules, they're putting people in jail for life for using the wrong pronouns. They're putting people in jail for 20 years for reporting the ethnicity of a rapist. And they're just getting started. And the exact legislation the EU's put in and the UK's put in is now passing in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. It's the same thing. And now it's here. And the Democrats are trying to pass all this similar stuff. And they've got Republican counterparts from the Christian Zionist and Zionist lobby trying to pass accompanying legislation that does the same thing so that Jews are protected. So they got the right wing coming after free speech and the left wing, and I'm just here saying, hey, I'm going to oppose it all. So we got serious, serious, serious stuff going on here. Now, Elon Musk, let's do Elon Musk right now. All right. Let me get the latest Somalia fraud. Now over $8 billion they've discovered. Ilhan Omar, I'm seeing new body language out of her. She's scared. Because of the terrorism angle. And people are saying, all these billions went over there. We know some of it went to the terror groups. She's like, oh, I don't know. We'll investigate that. Oh, I hope they find out. Oh. She's openly been involved in the country trying to keep her group in power that was kicked out when she fled here. She's openly been funding them, and they're all on video, state senators and then leaders in her country, talking about how in tribal warfare, they're getting all the weapons from the money they're getting from America and how they're going and killing all these other Somalis because it's different clans fighting each other. And the clans she's backing are the ISIS overall affiliate group. So it's not a question if she's over all this. She's the manager. And I played clips last night of the prime minister of Somalia. And they're at war with this other group that's creating Somaliland. And he's up there saying, she doesn't work for America. She works for Somalia. And this is a few years ago. And she's going to send all the money she's going to get from America to us. And then the other speakers get up. And these are leaders in Somalia and leaders in state government there. And they go, we are going to crush the Somaliland people. We're going to kill them with our 20,000 man army. We have the RPGs thanks to Ilhan. I mean, they're on TV saying, thank you for the billions for the anti-tank weapons and RPGs, and our 20,000-man army is ready to kill everyone. I mean, I have the clips today. And you got Fox News, everybody. Is it true some of the money went to terrorists? The woman's father was a dictator and ran the country. You know that the Arab slave clan that she's royalty in is only in one area and had never gotten full control until her dad did in the country. You know, even the Somalis, did not want to be under Muslim rule in the 60s, 70s, and 80s until her daddy came along. I can show you Somali streets and Somali schools in the 60s and 70s, and it looks nice, and nobody's wearing burqas, and the women are happy. And guess what? When I show you all this, they don't look like Ilhan Omar and the weird, crazy, some, you know, Somali look. You think it's a Somali look? That's not what they look like. They're the ruling minority, and that because they believe they're royalty that have been slaving and pirating for over 1,000 years, they only inbreed with themselves. That's why they have a low IQ. And so when you watch a movie like Captain Phillips, and the Somalis actually hired real Somalis for the movie, from this particular tribe, they look like real Somalis from that tribe because they are. So when you see the guy that, you know, barely lost, Ilhan's best buddy, he looks so psycho with those eyes and that face. That's from it. Now, these are regular, these are the non-elite Somalis. That the Arab Somalis, they call themselves Arab, that they say they're not black. I can show you countless clips, I showed them last night, of that particular tribe saying, we're not black. And that's why black people that moved to Minneapolis, St. Paul, who are American blacks, get really pissed and hate Somalis, because they're not even Somalis, it's a particular tribe, and they won't even talk to you, and they tell you you're a kafir, they tell you you're an animal, because they enslaved blacks and sold them for over 1,400 years to the Arabs. And so that's why they're so arrogant and why they all look like clones. Because they're bad guys. I mean, could you come up with a more psychotic, evil-looking person than this guy? He's a clone of the guy that ran for mayor and almost won. How do they look? Because it's inbred, folks. But if you go study the different Somali tribes, they don't look like a handsome black people. Look nothing like this. Here, look. Play a clip from the 60s of just a girls' school there. I know he's got Karl Marx behind him. But the point is, yeah, that was a Russian influence. But look at these kids. They look like Somalis now? No. And they look like Ilhan Omar? And I can show you all the footage of the different tribes. So you don't hear a bunch of Durga Muhammad Jihad from them, do you? No. So everything is always a lie within a lie within a lie. It is a tiny Arabic piracy slave clan who, when they first got there 1,500 years ago, 1,400 years ago, were Arabs. And in the Quran, all that, very racist. We're not breeding with the blacks. But over 1,000+ years of living there and being there, you know, they start breeding with the black folks and they pretty much become black. But the Arabic features of the skinny face and all that, that's seen as elite. And so there's inbreeding to try to keep it in the Arabs. And you get these inbred lunatics that look like space aliens. So it's a caste system, folks. Now, imagine if the public learns that about Ilhan Omar. Because isn't she about the whitest Somali you ever saw? I mean, Ilhan Omar looks like she might be like 3-4% African. I know. My dad's grandmother, great-grandmother, lived to 103. She was actually had the name Moon because she was born. It was a moon up. She was Native American, grew up at a Native American Christian school, got shipped from Texas. She was a little girl to Florida because a certain tribe they like to ship out of the state. And when she came back, she married Ross Jones, and he was part Native American too, but only like a quarter. She was 75%. And so then my grandfather's about half, then my, or not even half, and then my dad. I've done my genealogy. I'm only like 3-5% Native American. I've had my genetics done. What I was told by family is actually what they found when I did my genetics. But you don't really even see it in me, you see? Except I pretty much always have a little bit of a tan. I can not get sun for 6 months. I still got a little bit of a tan. My dad tans really well. That's it. That's all there is. I didn't get the black, jet black hair like my grandfather and all of it. It drove the ladies crazy. But the point is that you look at her, she's got about as much African in her as I've got Native American. I mean, her skin's lighter than me. Punch her up. Again. And then she comes over here and teaches all this racism to us all day that we're bad, and they literally haven't even outlawed slavery in Somalia yet. They didn't outlaw it in... Now, that's a fake photo. Don't do that one. Let's get a real... That's not her as a snake. That's me. Let's just pull up Ilhan Omar. Who's darker skin? She's a little bit of sun there. When I saw her on Meet the Press, though, she was basically white. But my point is, folks, they have a disdain for Africans. They don't believe they're Africans. Go ask them. They're rulers. They're kings. They're gods. I'm kind of already getting to this, aren't I? All right. I'm going to come back with Elon Musk. I'm going to hit this hard, and then I'm going to get to all the Somali stuff. But it's now up to $8 billion that they have discovered stolen. And, of course, Tim Walz and all the rest of them are involved. Of course, I'm not going to just blame this pirate tribe that came in. Oh, by the way, there's all these Somalis from Somalia that have actually gotten here. They were professors and stuff that also don't look like the space alien Somali. They're like real Africans. They're everywhere explaining the different tribes now. It works all over the place now. And they're explaining how they can't get jobs in Minnesota because they're not from the right tribe. And the people running all the agencies, including the white people that are paid off by the Somalis, won't give them jobs. And I don't just mean government jobs. They control the temp agencies. You ever wonder why you go to Minneapolis or you go to areas of Ohio or Washington State and you don't see one airport worker that isn't Somali? They're not just Somali. They're that one tribe. Because they come in, they set up, they know what they're doing. They're the ruling tribe in Somalia. They know how to keep everybody out. They know how to make sure it's all for them. Just like 70% of the H-1B visas, 70% in the world to the U.S. come from India. And over 70, like almost 80% of all those visas are from one little region. That came over here, paid off Washington in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, came in, bought up all the hotels, gas stations, and they make sure the other Indians don't even are allowed to come in. This is how tribal this stuff is. Did you know almost every Indian you see in America is from one region, one tribe? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? That's how these other countries work, folks, and it's dangerous as hell. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My fellow info warriors, we are having right now in late November into early December the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year, when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You think you private lies? Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. All right, General Flynn just called during the break, and he says Patrick Byrne, who is a national security asset, and I've known that forever, but it's now been declassified, is being sent here to break five major secrets on air tomorrow. They said, will we have him? I said, of course. So he's going to be flying here tonight. General Flynn should be popping in as well. Flynn just put out over the weekend, went super viral, a strategic assessment of the American culture revolution and the national security state. So the American cultural revolution and the national security state. And of course, he put in his report, his interview with me a few weeks ago, this is really important. There'll be major updates to this tomorrow. So of course, anytime they've got breaking real national security information, we'll be more than happy to have Patrick Byrne in here in the third and fourth hour tomorrow. Open door for that. Also, Mike Lindell is an expert on the Somali fraud. He's owned businesses for 40 years in Minnesota. He's been heavily involved in politics, obviously running for governor. he wanted to come back on. I said, open door. Of course, he's on with us next hour. We'll get to a bunch of the Somali stuff that I just kind of barely covered earlier, then all these new shock videos. But we have the terror groups, their political leaders, on the stand, on the stage with Ilhan, raising money 6 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago at rallies. I played some last night. And everybody went with the angle of them saying, she does not represent America. Yay! She takes their money for us, for Somalia. Yay! And we're going to politically take over Somalia and have control and keep control. And the next speaker comes up and says, we are getting the rocket launchers and weapons and the 20,000-man army. And we're going to kill everyone. Thank you, Ilhan. You're damn right she's sending that money over there for terrorism. What the hell you think's going on? So she was on national TV, corporate media, trying to, you know, defend herself, but she looked really scared because it's open and shut. And, oh, no, I'm not involved in terrorism. Yeah, right, lady. Right. Yeah, her father ran a famous genocide. Can't make it up. I mean, this woman's bad news, folks. And you know who they genocided? Oh, that's right, the non-Muslim blacks. The subhumans. That woman's got so much black blood on her hands. But because she's brown, it's okay. It's like Tedros, the head of the WHO, ran mass genocide in Ethiopia on record. I'm a Somali girl taken from my country. I miss my country and I dream of living in Somalia again. Please go. Oh, I'm sorry. Everybody wants to kill you over there. Because your people are still oppressing everyone. They got kicked out. Now they're back in. I said I'd get off of her. She's like, oh, Trump has an obsession with me. Like it's sexual. Lady, we ain't got a sexual obsession with you. You look like an ugly little boy with a wig on or something. But again, it's all part of her arrogance. All right, I'm sorry. I got all this. I got so much and I'm behind now. I really should. It's just. But the Somali thing, I'm all over it because it's finally gotten Americans' attention, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. Because of the raw arrogance of the Somali ruling class and how they're allied with the Democrats and the globalists and just how arrogant they are. Yeah, Ilhan Omar, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, was worth $65,000 in her tax returns, $30 million today. On a congressional paycheck. You believe that? All right, let's move on. The EU is an unelected dictatorship. The world's finally waking up to that. I've only been hammering it for 30 years. The parliament ceremonial. They're arresting people en masse for free speech, giving them long prison sentences, and the EU has been involved attacking Trump with NGO money sent over there back in America, attacking Musk. They demanded 3 years ago that Musk censor everybody, including top Trump supporters, including Trump himself. They began the criminal investigation, the civil investigation into Musk, in 2022, 2023, the head regulator said, we have rules, we control your speech, and we're going to come after Musk. Well, now they've done the $140 million or 140 million euro fine. And they're openly bragging about how they're doing it all. How the EU targeted Musk and X over the years. June 2023, the EU audited X's safety systems and flagged weaknesses in handling hate speech disinformation. Whatever they list as that. October 2023, the EU issued a warning letter accusing X of spreading misinformation during the Israel-Hamas conflict. In 2024, the EU offered X an illegal secret deal stating that if X quietly censored speech without informing the public, they would not fine X. Musk, by the way, hit pause on that. Stop right there. A big article on InfoWars I'll show you that shows all this over the year where Musk would publish the secret letters. We'll get to that in a moment. Continue. Back with the letter. In August 2024, the EU attempted to stop Musk from hosting a live space on X with President Donald Trump. They sent him another letter saying, we won't fine you if you don't have him on. That's election meddling. January 2025, the EU stepped up its probe into Musk X days ahead of Trump's inauguration. December 2025, the EU fined him $120 million for violating the EU's content legislation rules under the Digital Services Act. And now they find him coming with even more fines. Why are they afraid of Elon Musk? Why do they fear a platform that gives people a real voice? Yeah, Elon Musk is a hero, game changer. Oh, this clip is so classic with Summer. She's up there saying, in Russia, they'll arrest you for speech. They've done studies on it. For every 100 people the EU arrests what they claim speech, they arrest one person in Russia. And it certainly goes on, but nothing compared to the EU. And again, Ursula von der Leyen took over for Hermann von Ruppe, the heir to the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Habsburg global royalty. He owns whole countries like Luxembourg. Remember, he's always totally drunk on stage. Is he even alive anymore? And she's all part of this royalty garbage, just like Ilhan Omar. It's the same thing. It's like people think they're royal, they have a right to rule us. And they're saying, we're going to have war with Russia. We're going to conscript you all. We're going to put you in jail for your speech. Yeah, play this video of her recently having someone arrested for speech while they say, we have free speech, but they don't. Here it is.
They can be happy that they are in a free country like Finland, where the free speech is a right, where they have not any restrictions. If they would be in Moscow, they would be in jail in 2 minutes. This country has a democracy. This country has free speech.
And they did arrest that man. You are free in Finland. See, you can criticize me and say stop war. Take him to jail. And they go on 60 Minutes, the German censors. It's all out of EU rules. Like, oh, yeah, we put you in jail for speech. Yeah, we do, yeah. Woman gets raped in alleyway. She criticizes Afghan. She given 3 years. He given probation. Yeah. At the WEF annual meeting, this is right when they started this at Musk, 2023. The EU regulator, top regulator, threatens Twitter and Elon Musk with sanctions. She's very unhappy about unapproved thoughts being expressed freely on Twitter. Remember, they put you in jail for saying, you know, COVID lockdowns were wrong. Your thoughts are too dangerous for the EU bureaucrats to handle. So here she says, we're coming for Musk, and now she has. Look at this lady. Listen to her.
Our message was clear. We have the rules. Which have to be complied with, and otherwise there will be sanctions.
The EU Commissioner for Values and Transparency speaks to Euronews about Elon Musk's Twitter takeover.
I think that the confidence has been weakened, and I had quite a high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we worked with knowledgeable people, with the lawyers, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave in some decent way, not to cause really big harm to the society. I always felt that this notion of responsibility was there. So this is what I don't feel from Elon Musk personally.
This notion where we say white people are inherently evil, your borders will be open, the asylum seekers will be military-aged men and will be on welfare and rape you and kill you, and we will cut off all the power plants and blow up the Nord Stream and make you go bankrupt and attack Russia. And if you don't like being under lockdowns or taking poison shots, or you don't like your son having his pee-pee cut off, we will simply put you in jail. And I can pull up Google saying, at a meeting at the UN with the head UN center saying, oh yeah, all the links are controlled. No one's allowed to question carbon taxes. Google's doing a great job. The EU is where the left, the globalists in the U.S. go and fund it with NGOs to come back and attack the United States and attack Trump. Trump needs to put sanctions on the EU. Trump needs to get in their face, not to send J.D. Vance to criticize them. He needs to come in with both feet, because if they can get through Elon Musk, that gets to all of us. This is outrageous. A foreign, unelected dictatorship. Trying to control us. And now that Schwab stepped down because he's been so exposed, who heads up the WF? Larry Fink of BlackRock. And 3 years ago, the UN made the WEF, World Economic Forum, co-equal to the UN Security Council and its and leadership, Secretary General. Open corporate governance. Like Schwab said, I played the clip earlier. The AI will run it. No more voting. We will have AI dictatorship for your own good. And by the way, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, all the same holding company. It's like a three-headed hydra. Larry Fink, oh, we're going to control all your behavior, including how many kids you're going to have. It's wonderful. I'm going to run your life. Oh, nice. So here's the article you want to read and share. It's got the clips, the proof, the timeline, the letters they sent us that they wanted to be secret, just like Brazil did. He said, screw you too. Fourth Reich, Musk strikes back at EU tyrants after X fine. This article is not too lengthy. It's about 10 pages long, but everything's documented. You want to know what's going on? This is the article I posted on X, Real Alex Jones. Go share it right now. The tyrannical, unelected bureaucracy oppressing the people of Europe are in the second picture, and he breaks it all down. You want to go read this. And, of course, you've heard it all from me because it's true. That article needs to go everywhere. I don't care. Take InfoWars off the name. Put your name on it. I don't care. But this is the best article I've seen so far. It's got all the receipts, the facts, all the proof right here. And it's short and sweet. And they're coming for your speech, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming for my speech. And so when all this process is taking place, I see some of the right-wingers that are holier than thou. Everybody's fake but them. They're the only real ones. Oh, Jones is busy brown-nosing Elon Musk again. You mean I'm busy trying to keep the lifeboat to not sink? When a wave comes over, I got a bucket bailing it out? You're damn right. You're not appreciative of X being so open and free compared to everything else? You're not appreciative of Musk being attacked by all these groups? You're not appreciative? Well, good. Go support the EU then. All right, let's go to the next clip here. You know, here's Musk over the weekend. It's clip 55 yesterday. Here's Musk explaining. It's a very simple litmus test, but the truth is simple, but also profound. If a country, group, corporation is anti-free speech, they are the bad guys. People that are for open, free debate, don't have anything to hide, they're the good guys. In fact, Musk tells his managers and crew members, and he even goes and has meetings from the top to the bottom at his companies. He says, I want criticism. I want complaints. I want ideas. That's a meritocracy. That's how you get things done. I always tell my crew, don't hide a problem from me. Don't hide a mistake from me. I want to know. I want to meet something head on. My parents always told me, hey, if something happens or you're in trouble or something went wrong, you can trust us. You got to come to us. That's what this is all about, folks. Transparency. Not this blacked out BS. And then we're going to go to clip 24. We already played that one. I got a bunch more of these. Then go to clip 25, talking about Vander Leyden being a dictator, which is 100% true. Can you believe this is hiding in plain view while she talks about tyranny? Here's Elon Musk.
Yes, I think as a general rule, you can tell which side is the good side and which side is the bad side by which side wishes to restrict freedom of speech. The side that is restricting freedom of speech, that would have been sort of the Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini's of the world. They had very strong censorship, very strong restrictions on speech. That's one of the signs that they are the bad guys. And so, in fact, a restriction on speech and large government is fundamentally fascist, obviously. So ironically, in pushing for censorship, it makes it very clear that the left is the side that is against freedom, and freedom of speech is simply one of many freedoms that we should have as a civil society, because ideas should win on the strength of their arguments. They should not win because they are suppressed.
First leader of them all, the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. America got 4 more years of Trump. We, here in Europe, got 5 more years of Ursula von der Leyen. The thing is, though, that no one ever voted for Ursula von der Leyen. No one ever voted for her, yet she is one of the most powerful people in Europe, and she's implementing some of the most destructive policies that our continent has ever seen. And last but not least, when are we ever going to see those text messages in which she closed a 35 billion euro deal with Albert Bulla, the CEO of Pfizer? Ursula von der Leyen thinks she is untouchable. She thinks she is above the law. But we are here today to remind her that she is not.
And she's trying to control America's speech. But you notice Musk said free speech is one of the key indicators. It's the most important, then right to self-defense, private property. Why is the First Amendment first? Because if you can't debate and discuss stuff, you're in big trouble. And boy, people tried to claim X was censoring him and all this stuff when he bought it. He didn't. It's as open as Rumble. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. So, God's given us a shot at this, but we got to get serious. Now, let's zoom in from the 35,000 foot view with Ursula von der Leyen down to the 10 foot view in Germany. And 60 Minutes, like it's cute. Oh, so you arrest people for their speech. Yeah, if it's hurtful, we decide whatever disinformation, we arrest you. It's so cute to these people. It's so funny. These are the real James Bond villains. So, and again, they're just sacks of pathetic crap who are destroying their own countries and who can't stand against the truth. Here's the clip.
That's clear. Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher.
if you insult someone in the internet.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there.
If look how happy the 60 Minutes reporter is. Okay, she's like, oh, this is so cool. Internet,
if I insult you or a politician.
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
Yeah, in the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders. But in most cases, a judge levies a stiff fine and sometimes keeps their devices.
Oh.
How do people react when you take their phones from them?
They are shocked.
All right, that's enough. So literally, a woman gets raped. She complains. She gets 3 years in prison. The guy that does it, no prison time. And I have the articles right here, just brand new ones. Oh, you to do the pronouns? Life in prison in Ireland. And then we got cases now in the U.S. in blue jurisdictions. They're trying stuff like this. Look at this. I got so many of these. Former U.K. soccer star. Manager given 6 months suspended sentence for offensive social media posts, but he apologized and said he was wrong, so no prison sentence. See? Oh, but the school teacher in Ireland won't apologize, so we'll keep you in prison forever. Outrage. University of Utah student suspended for exposing anti-white professor's rhetoric. He spoke out against it, published the quote saying, get rid of all the white people. White people are evil and horrible, and so you're kicked off campus for 2 years. Those are just, you know, a few of the new examples. All right. You know how we fight back with free speech? That's why they're trying to put me in prison and shut this place down. But you can stand in their way by supporting us getting great products at the same time. We have a flash sale going today and tomorrow. December 9th at midnight, Central, it ends. Our incredible, highest quality bovine colostrum. The private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per scoop, energizes everything, your skin, your hair, your libido, your immune system. In the winter, it's really important to take. The first 2 weeks of milk a cow puts off, it's so good for you. Concentrated. It's 40% off until tomorrow at midnight. The AlexJonesStore.com. There's a lot of other great products that just hit the store as well, like our creatine gummies.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch. Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, buy now, and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com, from shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements. InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.